Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 6, 2023. It is New Earth Support Team, our only public-free New Earth Support Team of the month. Welcome to all of you who are here, whether you're members or not. In fact, I'm going to take a moment to welcome everyone I see. And Paula Bishop is noting full moon soon, lots of energies now. Indeed, there are. In fact, I wrote all about that full moon. If you want to go to astroshaman.com and read my forecast. Third section down is blogs, and you can see my forecast for the first half of March in there. A lot of powerful things happening the first half of the month, and not just the full moon by any means. So welcome to Anjali, Bevy. Good to see you here, Bevy. Brandy, Brian, Carlos, Christy. Also welcome to Eric, Fran, iPad, Pat, Jessica, Julia, Kate, Ken. Let's see who else is here. We got Laura, Linda, Mary, Nikki, Patricia, Paula, Phyllis. We got Rebecca, Sharon, Cheryl, Starla, Tina, and some phone callers too, and Holly as well. So welcome each and every one of you guys. Some are familiar, some are brand new folks. So I'll be sure to fully describe what we're doing here. So even if you're brand new, you'll be able to keep up with what we're doing. All right. So this is New Earth Support Team. It usually lasts about an hour. So please book up about that much time. What we're going to do after this intro is I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa. In fact, I'm going to light my candle right now. Give me a second. That's kind of important. All righty, looks like it's catching. Should be fine. Alrighty, thanks for your patience there. All right, so after this intro, I will call the four directions in the center of the mesa. We are going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. And I'm seeing that my microphone's sort of visible. Let me take care of that. Hang on. For those who are on video, I don't want you having to stare at that the whole time. Get that out of the way. So I'm going to assume my sound is still good unless someone tells me different in the chat. So after we get our allies set up, we're going to set up a sacred container to hold our energies well. And then we're going to all do embodied awakening invocation. I'll lead you how to call your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We'll get that set up as best we can. And then once we're all bright and shiny and as awakened as we can get, that'll make us even more capable of doing this beautiful service that we're going to do for the allies. At that point, we'll say, allies, make use of us, please. And each and every one of us will be useful in helping upraise the whole energy of Earth a little bit, at least. The allies will work with each of us uniquely. They know what each and every one of us is able to do in terms of able to process heavy energy from the planet, to move to a level of awakening that will spread out. Whatever happens to any of us on this call is going to be amplified like loaves and fishes, and we're each acting as a surrogate for many other humans on the planet. We're going to be doing that individually, collectively, all at the same time. So it's pretty cool. And even if during this process you feel some challenging energy, as the allies say, well, they're advanced, and if we can put some of that heavy energy through them and clear it up for some other folks, you will, by the end of our process, be in a really sweet altered state. The more challenging energy they choose to put through you, the greater your reward will be at the end. So that's kind of how it works. So I'll tell you more about that as we go. Please know that you're not going to get overwhelmed here. I've been doing the Awakening Plus for years, and the allies are going to be very attentive to each and every one of you. And everything I say, by the way, applies whether you are doing this on the live Zoom call or whether you are a member of Awakening Plus experiencing this afterward in the recording. All your same attention, your same participation, the same effects will still be there for you. Amazingly, about 90% of Awakening Plus members never do the live Zoom calls. They do it all by the recorded events, and they report they have very potent and helpful experiences that way too. All right, so that's the key things you need to know. I'll fill you in on all the rest as we go. Again, please set aside about an hour. Two really important things. I'm going to request that if you're doing this live or on the recording, that please give it your full and undivided attention. Please, no multitasking with anything else. If you really cannot give it your full attention, it's better really to not do it. The reason is because each and every one of us is co-creating the field. And if you are divided attention, then you're sort of compromising the whole energy of the field. And I can actually feel that if it's happening, and I will comment if that is happening. So I'm not asking you to be a perfected being and hold undivided attention in terms of just being able to focus 100% the whole time, even if this is all you're doing. But just give it your best shot to be fully present with us. You'll have a better experience, and you'll be supporting everybody else with your attention. And again, that applies whether you're live or on the recording. I would not make that request if it didn't actually make such a big difference in the actual effect of the energy. Also, if you need to leave early, that is fine. If you get partway through, oh, something came up, I got to jump off the call, no problem. Whether you're live or on the recording, just ask the allies, hey, ease me out, please, I got to go. They'll ease you out. It will not disrupt our effect. So leaving early is fine. But if you are here, please be fully present, just like you're right here in the room with me. Thank you very much for respecting that. And with that, I think we are good to go. Wow, we have 46 people on the live call. I'm so pleased we have such a great turnout tonight. Thank you all for showing up. And let's do this. So I invite you now, since I know that I have your undivided attention, it should not be a problem to close your eyes now. And take a moment to feel your body just as it is. Just note how it already is. And then if you have awareness of your energetic body, the energy in and around you, notice that too. And if you can feel both the physical and energetic bodies together, pull all that together into your awareness. And we're not trying to put words on it, you're just having the pure experience of it. So just feel your physical and energy bodies, however they are right now, just noting where you're starting from. Good. Okay, now I'm going to ask you to just rest in that awareness passively. I'm going to take a couple, 3 minutes, and I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to call in all of our beautiful allies. I will assure you, whether or not you recognize all the names of these beings, these are beings I've kind of gathered up over the last 45 years in all of my spiritual practices. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Every single one of them will only bring good, positive, life-affirming energy to our work. Just to be super clear, I do not call in or work with any lower vibration beings at all. So once we get all these beautiful beings here, we'll set up a beautiful energetic field to protect us and hold the container of our work well. Then there'll be a chance for you to bring in any additional high vibration allies, and I'll let you know when that moment happens. And then once our field is set up, we'll get on with the embodied awakening and the actual service to the great global awakening. But the setup work is really important. We want to make sure we have a proper container before we move forward. All right. Oh, my candle went out. Let me make sure that thing gets lit properly, and then we'll be good to go. Hang on a second. These beeswax candles can be a little particular. All right, I think we got a good start this time. We should be good. I'm glad I double-checked that. We want a good candle going. All right. So please close your eyes. Once again, notice how your physical and energy bodies feel. And as I call in the energies, just feel whatever you feel. If you feel energies shifting inside you, just passively notice what they're doing. If you do not have that level of sensitivity, it's okay. Just feel your breath coming and going. Either way, be really passive and just feel what's happening. Again, eyes closed is best. You want to pay attention to what's happening on the inside. So here we go. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kwichi. Ooh, it's so sweet already. For myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. Thank you, allies. For all of us, We call my partner Spirit Songs Higher Self. We call Ama the Hugging Saint. We call Ayahuasca Yahe Daime San Pedro Magic Mushroom Grandfather Tobacco Quo the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator Ama Bhagavan Yeshua Mother Mary Mary Magdalene Babaji Saint Germain Kuan Yin Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta. Apu, Guardian Angel. Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everybody, please stay completely passive to allow this container to form. Let the allies do it for us. Please remain fully passive at the human level. Not quite there. So it feels like somebody either isn't fully focused or someone is trying to make the container happen. Either way, it will block it. So please come to full passivity and just observe as the beautiful container forms itself. Allies, if there is any interference energy, please block that energy from the field so we can form the container. Thank you. There we go. Thank you. Now we have our container. So now I invite anyone who wishes, who would like to call any additional high vibration allies, high vibration, benevolent intent, you're welcome to invite any additional allies into the field to help us. We'll leave a moment for those beautiful beings to join us. Feeling good already. Keep them coming. You can call them out loud, silently, whatever you want. No one can hear you on the call. Wow, that feels awesome. Okay, last call for additional allies. There we go. Thank you very much. So take a moment and feel how your body and energy field are now compared to when we started. If you have awareness of the energy beyond you into the field we're in, that's fine too. Yeah, that's a beautiful, sweet field. Thank you all very much for co-creating that with me. Alrighty, so now we have our container. Now it's time to call in our embodied awakening. Here's how this works. My understanding is that we each have a higher self, a creator, your human part. And that higher self is always sending you energy and consciousness and hints. And what we're going to do now is we're going to invite that higher self to merge with our human self only to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So I guarantee you're not going to get overwhelmed by doing this. It's going to happen for you, and you're just going to allow it. Metaphorically, it's as if your body is a car. Your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat. Your higher self is going to drive. If at any point your ego doesn't like the higher self's driving, it can immediately be behind the wheel just like that. The higher self will step away with no fuss. So there's no danger, no risk. It's instantly reversible if you don't like the effect. So you can give it a shot if you wish. And remember, we're in this safe, sacred container with only high vibration beings. Why would you want to do this? Well, the benefits of embodied awakening include the following. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, your intuition improves and you just know stuff more easily. And there's this full body euphoria too. So all kinds of great stuff happen when you call in embodied awakening. So let's do that now. I'm going to give you 8 words to speak out loud, if you can. If you, for some reason, can't say them out loud, just think them. They'll still work fine. So here we go. Please repeat after me starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Good. Let the words go and relax into absolute passivity. All I want you to do, if you feel energy moving, just feel it. Let it do whatever it wants. If you can't feel subtle energy, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. So feel energy if you can. If not, feel breath. Either way, you're completely passive. To be explicit, here's what I'm going to ask you not to do to get the best effect of the embodied awakening. Please do not use any effort or willpower. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be fully passive. Let it come to you. If at any point you become distracted, which means your attention is anywhere other than feeling energy or breath, just return your attention to energy or breath. If the distraction remains in the background, that's fine. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. If you fight it, it'll only get stronger. Just let it be in the background if it wishes, but your attention is on feeling energy or breath. The final nuance is to use the absolute least energy needed to feel energy or breath. And let's try right now what I like to call the minimum effort game. Let's drop to no effort at all. So for a moment, just go to zero effort and simply exist. Whatever happens is fine. Whoa, that's nice. A lot of you go right into embodied awakening just by doing that. Good job. So at zero effort, let's hang out there just a second longer and then I'll tell you the rest. Just go to zero. If at zero effort, without even trying, you still have some awareness of the energy or breath, Zero is all you need. If at zero effort you've lost all awareness of energy or breath, then add teeny tiny bits of effort back until you barely get awareness of energy or breath back, but use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel that. The whole idea with these invocations is to use the bare minimum effort needed to hold awareness, and the less effort you use, the more space you leave for the divine to do stuff for you. So if zero's got it, stay at zero. Otherwise, just kind of notice what's the least effort needed to feel that, and just hang out at that bare, tiny little effort level. So based on the field I'm experiencing, a lot of you are in embodied awakening, and you're probably wondering, well, how would I know? Well, it's pretty easy. If you can say yes to this question, you're there. Here's the question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's happening, you're in embodied awakening. That's the state. At least the best words can point at it. If you're partway there, that's great. Just stay at zero or little effort, enough to feel energy or breath, and let it keep coming in. Some of us are already fully there. Some of us will get partway there. Any movement in the direction of embodied awakening is awesome. Take whatever comes. But just remember that effort will only push it away. You want to stay passive and let it come to you. We'll leave a moment longer for people to settle in more deeply. The overall collective bliss field is rising a lot, so more and more of us are popping in there. And by the way, I am, by the grace of our divine allies, able to feel the overall effect, not just of the folks on the live Zoom call, but everyone who ever does the recording afterward. I feel it all as one simultaneous event. And it's feeling pretty sweet. I am feeling a little more effort than we need. I know we have some newbies here who aren't quite used to this whole zero effort idea, but really try zero effort and see if it works. Give it a few seconds to see. And if you truly have no awareness at zero, then use just the teeny, tiniest effort needed to feel energy or breath at all. It may be a lot less than you thought it would be. That's feeling better, smoothing out nicely. Ooh, it's a sweet field. We'll give it just a moment longer. If you're in embodied awakening, just hang out there. Your simple presence there, live or on the recording, helps everyone else get there more easily. The rising tide lifts all the boats. Just a moment longer, and then we'll move along to our actual service process. But I want to give everyone a chance to get really as deep into embodied awakening as they can. Again, getting fully into embodied awakening is not required to move forward, but it will serve you and everyone else to let it go as deep as it can. All right. And by the way, when I yawn, it's not physical tiredness. In shamanic work, yawning is a form of energetic release. All right, we have a nice field. Everyone just take a moment and see, is your awareness just your own body and energy field? Some of you are more sensitive. You might be feeling the entire collective field of everyone participating in this event, live and or on the recording. So just notice what your awareness is. And oh, some of you are even beyond that. And some of you are feeling it ain't just us Awakening Plus folks here. We are tied into a massive group of beings all around the planet. There are more than we can count, like millions of them, many millions, beautiful light worker beings, some with bodies, some are energy beings, and they're all here to help uplift the planet. So if you have awareness of those two, fabulous. If not, it's fine. Whatever you're aware of is wonderful. Over time, the more deeply you awaken, the more broad awareness you'll have. All right, so just rest now on whatever level you're at. However embodied awakening you are or are not is fine. Let me talk to our divine allies for a minute. Beautiful divine allies, as always, we are so grateful to be here in service to the Great Global Awakening. We ask that you make use now of each of us who are on this Awakening Plus call, live or on the recording, for the highest good of all beings on earth, including those of us who are serving. We know, allies, that you will not overwhelm anybody. Our experience may be intense. It will not be too much. Thank you for that. We ask that those of us who come to serve are given the experience that serves our highest good, as well as the highest good of the collective we serve. If we are called to process heavy energy for the collective, let it be only what we can do. If we are called to move into awakening ourselves to facilitate that for others, only give us as much awakening as we can handle. And we will do our best, allies, to just relax and be passive and let you do this work through us. Thank you so much for this privilege. So grateful. All right, I'm done talking to the allies for now, and I'm talking to you humans again. So the energy is moving. So we're in process. So now your job is pretty much similar to what we've already been doing, folks. Your job is to be passive. So I invite you now to relax and just passively notice what energies are moving. I invite you as best you can to be perfectly as accepting of challenging as of blissful energies. Again, you are being individually worked with by these beautiful divine beings. They can clearly see your capacity. Again, they're not going to give you more bliss or awakening than you are ready for. If you are up for processing some heavy energy for the collective, they will only put as much through you as serves highest good for you, as well as those you are serving. And the only heavy energy they're going to bring through here is that which other humans cannot process for themselves. So I invite you now to relax and just go with it. Be fully open to whatever arises, challenging or flowing. And if you do get some challenging energy and it's temporarily uncomfortable, I understand, but I also promise you, to the degree that you are willing to let the heavy energy be processed and cleared through you, you will get a super sweet energetic reward by the time we are done. The allies always are abundant in rewarding those who are willing to process the heavy stuff. So relax and let's just do this. Okay, the field is really going into a sweet direction. As far as me, I may just describe things. I may or may not be called to do any kind of music. I just go with what the divine guidance is. So I invite you also to release any expectation of whatever I do or don't do. Typically, again, this entire call from start to end is usually about an hour. So that's fine as far as your duration expectation. Again, if you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. And please, once again, be fully present doing only this while you are with us, please. Thank you. It's possible there may be extended periods of silence. I'm not going to talk just to talk. So if I don't talk for a few minutes, just know that I'm still with you holding space. Well, the allies want me to tell you that if you are used to process heavy energy, some of which might be yours, by the way, your body may want to tremble or shake or vibrate. You may be called on to cry or make sound. You may even want to get up and move around or stomp your feet or shake your arms. Whatever your body is inspired to do naturally to clear something, if possible, please let it do that. Your clearing may also be silent and still. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if the body wants to move to release or make sound, then I encourage you to allow that. You're shaking me up pretty good. Now I'm feeling heavy energy flushing out my hands. When heavy energy is processed through a human body, it usually clears through the hands or the feet and then goes down to Mother Earth, who takes care of it. So if you happen to be feeling heavy energy going through you, just let it go. I long ago stopped being able to tell, is this heavy energy mine or someone else's or what? And it doesn't really matter. If it's in your field, it's yours to process. The source doesn't really matter. If you do feel heavy energy, please remain fully passive. Do not try to deal with it from your ego with techniques or strategies. I guarantee you these beautiful divine beings can process it through your body themselves better than you could do it through your own ego effort. So please stay passive, whether the energy is heavy or light, and let the allies take care of it for you. The energy is getting nice and strong for me. What I experience tends to be kind of the general trend of what most people are experiencing. However, if you are having a different experience than what I am describing, please go with your experience. Do not try to shift your experience to match my description. Many people have unique and different experiences. Just go with whatever your experience is as you completely relax into whatever's happening spontaneously. The elders are telling me tonight that there's going to be a mix. Some people having their own personal healing and awakening, some doing it for others, some doing both. And it can be super hard to tell which is which. And as I said a moment ago, it really doesn't matter. Just be with whatever's showing up. At the deepest level, everyone else is you anyway. So the whole question of is it me or them is really, at the highest level, a pointless question anyway. The great Saint Ramana Maharshi apparently was once asked by one of his disciples, Guru, what do we do about other people? His response, there are no other people. Okay, I keep getting a song, so I'm going to play it. Or sing it might be a better way to put it. This is a song that's used a lot in ayahuasca ceremonies that I attend. It's very repetitive by design. And again, when I do music in these contexts, it's not for entertainment. It's not about whether you like the song or not. The song is medicine, and it's here to have an energetic effect. When this is done in shamanic ceremony, this often gets sung for like 60 to 90 minutes. I promise I won't do it quite that long. Chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 le re 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 re
Sanango, sanango, sanango. 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 Sanango, sanango, sanango.
See if you can feel any difference in your energy field now. Mine's pretty different. Continue resting passively in whatever your experience is. I'm noticing a much deeper blending of all of us. If you have the awareness to feel that, you'll already be feeling it. There's beyond the individual you, a sense of a blended field of energy. It's kind of a quantum soup of consciousness, if you will. So part of you is there regardless. The only question is your human self aware of it? So if you already have awareness of that, just enjoy that part of you that's in that beautiful blended space. That's pretty blissful if you're aware of it. If not, it's perfectly fine just to be aware of your individual human self and whatever that part of you is aware of too. Wake up enough and you'll have those beautiful blending experiences too. It just keeps getting better the more you wake up. And some of us are conscious even beyond that blended field of Awakening Plus participants. I mentioned earlier, there's also a vast number of beautiful light workers, some with physical bodies, some that are just beings of energy, all around the earth all the time, helping this beautiful planetary shift happen. We just show up once a week and help out some. And they're always grateful for anyone who comes to assist. So whatever you're aware of, just relax into it passively. And know that any effort you make, any awareness you hold, the allies are profoundly grateful just for you showing up and doing your best. There's a lot of emotional healing happening. I'm aware of a lot of heart chakra action, heavy energy being cleared from the heart chakra. So, and the throat chakra too, for that matter, a lot of throat chakra clearing. So whatever your experience is, even if it's different than mine, just rest in whatever it may be and let it just run itself. Any experience you have of healing or awakening is being magnified and is serving many, many other beings. Thank you so much for showing up and willing to be a surrogate to help out the collective. I know that if there is any heavy energy in the field, it's not yours alone. Many other beautiful beings are assisting with that same heavy energy. Many hands make light work. And now a new bliss field is coming into the awareness. Just relax into it. If you feel this ecstatic energy, just relax and be okay with it. As always, please be equally open to challenging or blissful experience. Sometimes they even both happen at the same time. So just whatever shows up, we're here to serve. Now I'm having a shift of awareness I can't even verbalize, so I'm just going to go with it. That's the trick with these transmental states. There are, by definition, no words for them, but you sure know them when you feel them. So right now there's a lot of bliss coming into the field. You may notice a part of you clenching against it for whatever reason. It doesn't matter why, but just know that that is only a part of you resisting. And just let yourself be beyond that part and open to it as much as you can. You might even quickly let that part know, I know that you're concerned about this. I understand your feelings, and let's just give it a quick little try and see how it feels. Ooh, that's really sweet right there. If you're feeling that bliss, just relax right into it. The others are calling for another song. This one is quite a bit different. By the way, it's possible we may go a little bit past the hour. So remember, you can leave the call anytime you need to, just by asking the allies to ease you out, if that's necessary. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, altai nito tranquisito, shungoi shungoi yariri, altai nito tranquisito, shungoi shungoi hariri, cielo cielo ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, altai nito tranquisito, shungoi shungoi yariri, altai nito tranquisito, shungoi shungoi yariri, cielo cielo ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo cielo ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, altai nito tranquisito, shungoi Ishungoyari. Altai ni to trangkoi si to. Shungoi, shungoi, yariri. Just rest for a moment in the awareness of what you are, including in transcending your physical body. Right now I feel almost entirely like a being of energy. So the yogis are just going to hold us here for a bit. Just relax into awareness of whatever you are. Of course, what you ultimately are is the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. So however much of that you're aware of, just rest in that. And now we're going to slowly become mostly aware of our physical self, although it may feel a lot different than when we started. Size is an illusion in the inner world, so there's no reason all this beautiful consciousness cannot fit comfortably in your physical vehicle. So now I'm very much aware of my body, and it feels so radically different than when we started. Just check yours. Does your body feel the same, or does it feel different? Mine feels like energy. I can tell it's my physical body, but it feels way more like vibrating energy and a whole lot less like solid matter to me. So just take a moment to notice, how does my body feel now compared to when we started? And the yogis are now going to integrate all this beautiful, delicious energy into it, just as much as serves your highest good. No one gets overwhelmed. No one gets more than they're ready for. And of course, if you want to maintain and deepen this, it's fine to have peak experiences, but it's your daily practice of integrating and, you know, making normal the new energy that really makes the difference. It's the breakthrough experiences plus the daily integration that is that magic combination. And of course, my invocations for healing and awakening are super helpful for that. If you're aware of this event, you're probably aware of my book that goes into all that, called Instant Divine Assistance. You can get it on Amazon. So if you want to go deeper into these invocations, you're welcome to check that out. And if you like what we do here, of course, the Awakening Plus membership is a beautiful way to go deeper. I'll tell you that more after we close the container, or tell you more about that is what I mean. Before we close the container, though, course, this whole event has been about benefiting the Earth, and it's done that abundantly. But the allies say, why stop there? So allies, please radiate this good medicine that we've given to Mother Earth and radiate it out beyond Earth to all other beings whose highest good this energy will serve. And now the allies are just radiating out this beautiful energy all over the universe, in no way diminishing what we've done for the Earth. There is an infinite supply of this stuff. So when you share it, they just make more. And so this beautiful blessing is now moving to everywhere else in the universe where this energy is helpful. And we'll leave the allies just a moment to do that. Again, we humans are not sending it. We're just witnessing the allies taking care of it. All done. Thank you, beautiful allies. Okay. Take one last moment to see how you feel. You might even check, are you still in embodied awakening? Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Alrighty, time to wrap it up. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Thank you, beautiful allies, for this extraordinary New Earth Support Team experience. So grateful. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with those people for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, the container is closed. And those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, you can check it out at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. Of course, we have these two free events every month, but there's nine or more other events every month too. All sorts of awesome stuff. And now there's even more variety starting here in March. We're no longer doing your support team every Monday in the membership. We do it sometimes, but we're leaving some Mondays for other cool stuff too. So you can try it for $1 for 30 days. We've got over 500 archived events. We've got three courses, other cool stuff in there. Check it out if you're interested. All right, so time to open this thing up for feedback. So I'm now going to allow unmuting. If anyone wants to share an experience or ask a question, unmuting is now available. So don't be shy. Just unmute yourself if you want to talk. Click that mic icon, or if you're on the phone, hit *6. Uh-oh, what did I just do? I accidentally locked the meeting. Not that that should matter, but yeah. So unmute if you wish, or if you'd rather type in the chat, you're welcome to do that. So again, we're formally closed. So if you've got other stuff to do, you're welcome to depart. If you'd like to hang out and ask questions or make comments, then we'll leave a few minutes for that, for as long as folks want to hang around. Patricia's already jumped in. She says, wow, cleared a lot of negative energy. Very powerful. Fran says, thank you. It does keep getting better and better. Smiley face. It's one of my favorite mottos. It always gets better than this. Julia says, thank you. Julia, I don't recognize you from before. So if this is your first time, welcome. Even if it's not your first time, welcome. Sharon says, namaste. Thank you. Cheryl says, thank you. And I don't recognize Sharon or Cheryl either. So we got some new folks on the call. So glad you all showed up. Anjali, a longtime Awakening Blessed member, says, great profound energies tonight had me leaning into some shadow sides that needed clearing. I'm so glad, Anjali, you got to clear some of that stuff. It's been my experience that when you do a good piece of shadow work, you wake up some more, because that shadowy stuff is the very thing that's blocking your deeper awakening. Brandy says, thank you, beautiful energy and songs tonight. Thank you, Brandy. I'm glad they worked well for you. Tina says, thank you. Thank you, Tina. And I don't know that I recognize you from before either, so we've got a lot of new folks here tonight. So glad you all showed up. Yeah, one thing that we're so fortunate with here in Awakening Plus, we have a core group who show up pretty frequently, pretty consistently. And it's those beautiful beings who are all holding pretty high consciousness. And as a team, we and the allies are able to hold a pretty strong vibration pretty consistently. So I'm just so incredibly grateful that we've got this like core group who come up so consistently and help us out. Anybody else with a question or comment? Again, feel free to come on live if you're on the live call by unmuting or type in the chat, whatever feels more comfortable for you. Rebecca says, thank you so much for this, for the terrific chanting. I feel totally blissed out. Rebecca, you and me both. Thank you. Okay, it feels like the momentum is slowing. So Patricia again says, lots of things happening in the heart chakra. I'm so glad for that, Patricia. Patricia's always been one of our more sensitive members. She feels stuff pretty keenly. So still feeling that wind down a little bit. So we have time for maybe one or two more bits of input if someone wants to throw things in there. Sharon says, I'm sure that some of you were taking care of my energies, and I am grateful for my first time with this collective group of angelics. Ooh, Sharon, thank you. I don't think we've ever been called angelics before, to my knowledge, but we'll own it. We hold angelic the best we can, and we're human too, for sure. And Sharon, I hope you come back. Anybody else before we wrap it up? Okay, last and final call for questions or comments. That's it then. Thank you all so much. Wow. So super grateful to everyone who showed up, whether you remember or not. So grateful that you chose to join us. I know your time is valuable. So many other things you could have been doing. And the fact that you spent this time with us, I am really deeply grateful for. Thanks very much. Hope you can join us on a future call. And many blessings to you all. Good night.